WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Nightly Calm, your daily dose of chill vibes and sleep-inducing wisdom. I'm your host, Jake Cotter, here to help you navigate the chaotic world and find the sweet, sweet slumber we all crave. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel running at full speed even when it's time to hit the hay? You know that feeling when you lie down, your eyes start closing, and then bam. A million thoughts race through your head like Olympic sprinters on caffeine. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our brains think bedtime is prime time for brainstorming existential crises and grocery lists. Well, guess what? Tonight, we're ditching stress-induced insomnia and mastering the art of letting go. We're talking about how to unwind, decompress, and create a peaceful haven in your own mind before you drift off. So, here are five golden nuggets of wisdom to help you banish those bedtime blues. First things first, ditch the screens at least an hour before bed. I know, it's like asking a teenager to give up their phone. But seriously, folks, that blue light emitted from your phone, tablet, and laptop can really mess with your melatonin production, the hormone that helps regulate your sleep cycle. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hang out under a streetlight all night expecting to fall asleep easily, right? Same principle applies here. Next up, embrace the power of a warm bath or a shower. Ever noticed how cozy and relaxed you feel after a nice soak? It's not just your imagination. The warmth helps relax your muscles, eases tension, and signals to your body that it's time to wind down. Bonus points if you add some calming essential oils like lavender or chamomile, those are sleep-inducing superstars. Now, let's talk about the importance of a consistent bedtime routine. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something relaxing that helps signal to your body that it's time for bed. Think reading a good book, not on a screen, journaling, light stretching, or even listening to some calming music. Consistency is key here. Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle and improve sleep quality. Fourthly, don't underestimate the power of deep breathing exercises. When stress and anxiety creep in, our breath gets shallow and rapid. Practicing some deep, slow breaths can calm your nervous system and ease those racing thoughts. Try inhaling deeply through your nose for a count of 4, holding it for a count of 4, and then exhaling slowly through your mouth for a count of 6. Repeat this several times until you feel a sense of calmness wash over you. Finally, let's talk about the importance of creating a sleep-conducive environment. This means keeping your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if necessary. Consider using a white noise machine to block out distracting sounds, then ensure your bedroom is well ventilated. Remember, your bedroom should be a sanctuary for sleep, not a battleground against noisy distractions. Now, let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. Sarah used to be a total stress ball at night. Her mind would race with worries and to-do lists, making it impossible to fall asleep. She tried everything, counting sheep, meditation apps, even sleeping pills, which didn't work. Finally, she decided to try some of these techniques I just mentioned. She started reading before bed instead of scrolling through social media, taking warm baths, and practicing deep breathing exercises. She even invested in blackout curtains because her apartment was noisy. And guess what? It made a world of difference. Sarah now sleeps like a baby, wakes up feeling refreshed, and says she's finally conquered the bedtime blues. So remember, folks, letting go of stress and anxiety before bed isn't about achieving some mythical state of zen. It's about incorporating small, practical changes into your routine that create a sense of calm and peace. Listen to your body, prioritize self-care, and trust me, those sweet dreams will be calling your name. Now, go ahead, give these tips a try and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences with us on social media, use the hashtag #nightlycom. And remember, tomorrow is another day to create a peaceful night and a brighter morning. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.